Blog Talk Radio.
And Daughters Day. What a blessing it is to be here with you once again to break bread and to minister the new offering for November. And I tell you, I'm really being blessed by everything the Lord is saying, and I'm really excited about what I'm going to be ministering on to today. But before I get into that, I want to wish my son, my firstborn, my only son, Jason, a happy birthday. Happy 39th birthday to you, my love. I certainly hope you enjoy your day. I'm sure you will. And sending many blessings and love your way in the name of Jesus. And just want to say I love you. Love you, love you, love you. So, again, I'm excited to be here, especially here on Lisa Marie's Bride's Bubbly and Brunch, a birthing that I birthed a couple of years ago in celebration of Sunday, which is a very beautiful day, a day of rest, a day of communion and fellowship, and a day that I celebrate enjoying the eclectic mix of bubbly and brunch. And when I originally birthed and created this this offering, it was again to celebrate Sundays, but also my love of jazz. And in the beginning, I used to play a lot of jazz because I tell you, jazz is such a great fit on Sundays. It's so smooth and mellow and yeah, I'm gonna start getting back into that. But I'm excited that you're here with your hostess, Miss Marie, and November is just a day away. And I tell you, I'm really excited that I released the offering early because I'm really settled into the anointing now. Usually when I do these offerings, it's like starting from the ground up, and I have my footing, and I'm really feeling good right now that I've settled into what the Lord is saying. And I like the adornment. I really like the adornment that he's given me and the anointing for this offering. So I am also excited that for November's offering, he wanted me to go into the BOC Women's Ministries vault. And this offering is, this portion of the offering is a new entry that I have comprised for this exhortation declaration. And one of the things that I really was excited about in him ministering this portion of the offering is that it celebrates everything that he has said and declared in being one choir, one pilgrimage, one feast, and celebration of Chet, which is the new season, a new equinox we're in, a new calendar we're in, according to the Levitical calendar. And I tell you, what better way to minister this than on Lisa Marie's Bride Supper and Brunch, because everything that God has instituted as it relates to marriage and reconciling us to himself by way of one man, Christ Jesus, it really speaks to, again, the union of marriage and the beauty of marriage and just love, period, because love is one entity, one force, and to be in love and to express love, you have to be in sync. So I'm really excited to declare this in the season of Thanksgiving. And I also do this and share this in celebration of Motion Liners celebrating the ports of calm. The ports of calm. And that declares stand in peace, stand in oneness with Holy Spirit. And whatever where he's taking you, whatever your journey, whatever how he's leading you, it all should be of peace. Because he said we should be led of peace. Now, I'm elated to minister this offering today in celebration of the bride and the groom who are blissfully soaking in the sea of love. And that's also speaking to the newlyweds, if you're a newlywed, or your mystical marriage to Christ, my mystical marriage to Christ, because the beauty about having a relationship with Father God in Jesus Christ and by way of the Holy Spirit is that we're syncopated with him. We are soaking, blissfully soaking in his presence. And that soaking is trusting. That soaking is being anointed. And that blissfully is enjoy in the sea of love, because love has no end. And one of the things that I love about him ministering this to me this morning was talking about the importance of love and how love is a very important part and a very important area of our lives. And many of us are consumed by it. And I tell you, when you want love and desire love, and it can be the thing that really sets your life ablaze and sets the course of your life where you can live forever in that love when you're mature and understand the importance of love and how love operates. Or you can be obsessed with love in an unhealthy way and always be in trial and error. And love in that area of our love life really can do a lot of damage to our life if it's not with the right intent and right motive. And so what I wanted to do today is focus on and talk about our love life and how our love life needs care, and it's important to navigate our love life or wanting love in a very spiritual, mature way. And that's one thing that I love about God, and I love about the epistles that the apostle wrote about love, because it's true and it's real. I mean, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So God is defined by love. Of course, there's different degrees of love. There's phileo love, agape love, and the love I'm referring to, of course, today is the love of God and love of between a man and a woman. And ultimately, that love is manifested and it's comprised of two people who are souls connecting to express and reveal the beauty of true love individually. And that's the thing that I love about love, is that it's two people who can express it individually with each other, who embody it, the essence of love, culminating in marriage. And of course, you don't have to be married to express love and give love, because God is love, whether it's marriage or whether it's just a union between two people. But I was really excited when the Holy Spirit began to administer this exhortation to me this morning. And I decided to entitle it, Many Waters Cannot Quench Love. Many waters cannot quench love. The elements of true love. And I was really excited when he gave me Song of Solomon. And I decided to go with the 8th chapter, the 1st through the 7th verse, which talks about the lovers and their communication and what they spoke to each other. And one of the things that I was really looking at when I was reading this is really getting an understanding of what the Holy Spirit was saying to me, and him giving me this. And, of course, it talks about love and the depth of love, and him using the element of water and fire to express love and declare love and demonstrate how powerful these elements are when it comes to love. And I am going to go through some of the definitions and inspirations that I have in giving you those elements. But I'm going to go back, go to the first verse and read what the lovers were saying. And one of the things that I was really blessed in reading this and getting understanding what was being said was, again, the care and the nourishing of love, which starts off by the lover saying, "Oh, that you were like a brother to me, who nursed at the breast of my mother. If I found you outdoors, I would kiss you. No one would blame me or despise me either." And the thing that I really love about this whole psalm, I mean, this whole Song of Solomon and their expression of love to each other, was that there's no fault in love. There is no fault in love. Love finds no fault. Plain simple. And that's what they were declaring. And not to get ahead of myself, but I want to go down quickly to and just talk about the chorus that King Solomon sung in this I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit distracted. I'm looking at something. King Solomon in the Song of Solomon, in the chorus of the king and the Shulamite bride, the thing that the Lord was speaking to me is not only just about the elements of love, and which I'm going to get into, but how this love was manifested
and how this love was brought together and expressed by the elements. But most importantly was the choosing who he chose as his bride. And the Shunammite bride was of another culture, who was favored and chosen of King Solomon to be his bride. Now, in this language of love and the expression of love, we see Solomon in his chorus and what he was speaking, and we see the Shunammite bride and what she was speaking. And I chose the eighth verse, the eighth chapter, but to give you a greater understanding, I decided to go back to verse one, chapter one. And if you really want to get a full understanding of this, the essence of what they shared, you really need to read the whole chapter. But for the sake of time and keeping it in context, I decided to go with the first chapter. And I included it because it's important for you to understand that in Solomon choosing this bride, regardless of her being of a different nationality, different culture, that the ultimate thing was their love to be celebrated. And so I'm going to go down to chapter 1, which is the beginning of the young Shunammite bride and Jerusalem, who was Jerusalem's daughter. And again, she was Solomon's bride. And in the second verse, she says, "May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth." Solomon arrives. She turns to him, saying, "For your love is better than wine. The aroma of your oil is fragrant and pleasing. Your name is perfume poured out. Therefore, the maidens love you." She says, "Draw me away with you and let us run together. Let the king bring me into his chambers." Now, the beauty about this love is that it was celebrated within the community. And one of the things that I was thanking God for and giving me understanding of what he was saying for this exhortation was that in the celebration of kingdom marriages, love has no color. There's neither Jew or Greek. And I included a scripture to declare that down at the bottom of described here. And the chorus is exactly that. The chorus is the community celebrating and praising, hallelujah, the love of the Shunammite bride and Solomon. And this is what it says. "We will rejoice and be glad in you. We will remember and exalt your love, more sweet and fragrant than wine. Rightfully do they love you, the Shunammite bride, and deeply tanned but lovely, or daughter of Jerusalem." And this was her song and her expression of love and declaring who she is. She says, "I am dark like the tents of Budans, like the beautiful curtains of Solomon. Do they not gaze at me because I am deeply tanned? I have worked in the sun. It has left its mark on me. My mother's sons were angry with me. They made me keepers of the vineyard. But my own vineyard, my complexion, have I kept. Tell me, O you whom my song loves, where do you pasture your flock? Where do you make it lie down at noon? For why should I be like one who is veiled because the flocks of your companion?" And so this was her expressing who she was and being proud of who she was. And she was asking him a question because of her being different, her being of a different nationality. And the thing that I love and is the praise of the love of Solomon and the Shulam upright. And the thing that I was blessing the Lord for and highlighting is that they both talk about the mother. The mother is honored because it was the mother who taught them. She talks about her mother, again, and how who nursed her at her breast. And if she found him outdoors, she would kiss him, and no one would blame or despise her. So that's another thing that I wanted to expound upon in this, is that when you have really been taught about love from a place of maturity, which is by the word of God, and you've been fathered and by Father God and loved by Blessed Mother and wisdom is taught you by the word of God, and you've experienced the love of God by relationship with him, you understand that that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Now, I'm going to go down to the verse 2, where she says, I will lead you and bring you into the house of my mother, who used to instruct me. I will give you the spiced wine to drink from the juice of my pomegranate. Let his left hand be under my head and his right hand embrace me. And she's talking about the bridegroom. She goes on to say, I command you, take an oath, O daughters of Jerusalem, that you do not rouse nor awaken my love until she pleases. Who is this coming up from the wilderness leaning upon her beloved? So, again, the beauty about love is again, awakened when it's supposed to. And it's awakened and only can be awakened by, and should be awakened by, the one that God has chosen for it to arise. And so I was really blessed by this, because one of the things the Lord was saying to me in kingdom marriages is that when it comes to true love, we really have to have the courage to love. And we should be able to be in the kingdom of God, being believers of Christ, and now being born again of the water and the Spirit, and having experienced the love of God through Christ Jesus by way of the Holy Spirit, we should be able to be able to embrace love in any form that it comes and who he sends it through. And that's one of the things that Jesus said, that when the Lord thy God is joined together, let no man put asunder. And I tell you, that is the great mystery. And the great mysteries of the elements of true love. And these are revealed in the Song of Solomon. Now, the first one is fire. But he says that many waters cannot, he said fire, he talks about fire. And fire represents passion, romance, love, desire, intimacy. Waters, when he says many waters cannot drown love, he's talking about the depth and the purity. Air teaches knowledge, is teaching knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And from the ground, that means root, seed, and sealing, which is what he was saying they were declaring in their love, in the declaration of their love. When he says, seal me, put me a seal upon your heart. And wind, which talks about the connection, the joining, the elevation, the alignment. Hallelujah. And that's what Jesus declared, that with the Lord thy God, who the Lord thy God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So the thing that I was blessed to the Lord for in giving me understanding and ministering is understanding that in your desire to love, if you're truly born again of the water and the Spirit, and you're truly walking in the newness of life, that to judge anyone that's in kingdom, that's born again, you have to question whether or not you really are born again of the water and the Spirit. Because as the Shumrite bride was asking the question, she in her description of herself, she was not a wealthy woman. She was not a wealthy woman, and she wanted to be accepted. And the thing that the Lord was saying to me is that in kingdom marriages, that there we are born again. According to Galatians, the third chapter, the 26th through 19th verse, he said, for you who are born again have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, and are the children of God, set apart for his purpose with full rights and privileges through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus. So to judge one another, being in Christ Jesus based on economic status, or to try to determine whether or not someone's worthy of you when we're not one in Christ, is a shame. And many people will miss their blessing because they're living from a place and professing Christ, but they're doing it so from the harlot church. They're doing it from a worldly perspective. And that's not so in the kingdom of heaven. And I'm ministering this because this is one of my testimonies, something that I've experienced in my life in meeting people who, quote, unquote, go to church or say they're born again, but will judge other believers in when it comes to true love based on those factors. And that's why he gave me Galatians, because he was saying that, and as verse 27 says, for all of you who are baptized into Christ are into a spiritual union with Christ and anointed. Hallelujah, and anointed. Have clothed yourself with Christ. That is, you have been taken on his characteristics and values. There is now no distinction in regards to salvation, neither Jew or Greek. There is neither slave or free. There is neither male or female. For you who believe are all one in Christ. No one can claim a spiritual superiority. You being, and if you belong to Christ, if you are in him, then you are Abraham's descendant and spiritual heirs according to what? God's promise. God's promise, not according to your will and what you want, according to the flesh and your lifestyle or your agenda. It's according to the God's promise. And so many believers are going to miss their blessing because of the distinction they're putting on true love, or the label and the title they're putting on true love. And one of the things that I love about the elements that represent true love, and the elements that are so important that brings love together, and the elements that God will use will use in creating the perfect storm, which also means campaign, or rampage, and bringing us together, because God has to use situations and circumstances to bring us together, and he knows how to do that. That perfect storm, that campaign, that rampage, is for those who have, again, the courage to love. The courage to love. And true love defies anything, culture or economic. Love is an entity all its own. And so you can't control true love. The heart wants what the heart wants, plain and simple. And that's why the Word of God talks about our heart so much, that if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. And many people overlook their heart because they want what they want in the flesh, and they're so caught up with lifestyle or ego and the things of this world. And, you know, true love can't be denied, won't be denied. Because, again, it's an entity of its own, and neither can it be controlled. True love will always teach and show us who's the boss. Who's the boss? Love is the boss. It is. And you know, the thing that I love about true love is everything that's manifested with that. And that is, of course, in intimacy and romance and just sharing that with another person. So I'm really excited to have come on today and just to minister to you. And I would encourage you to really go and read the whole book of Song of Solomon. Read it in, or listen to it in audio. It really expresses everything that the Lord is saying for November's offering, and getting an understanding on how to not be afraid to express the love that you have for someone, and not that this world, things of this world, abort God's purpose for your life. I'm certainly not, and I'm open to love whatever color it comes in, whatever forms it comes in, if it's God and the person embodies that and knows how to express that and give that, because certainly I do. Certainly I do, and I'm excited about it, coming together and sharing my love and expressing my love in maturity. And Song of Solomon, Christ himself, and what he did for us in coming by way of the death, burial, resurrection, and reconcile us to the Father, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So I tell you, I love the Song of Solomon. I love the unity and the expression of their love and how even in them expressing their love, how it was challenged. It was challenged. And in this expression of love they have, they declared how strong it is, and that love is strong as death. And as Jesus said, and as the Word of God says, that nothing, absolutely nothing, shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing in the earth, nothing above the earth, either principality powers, nothing shall separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm in the palm of his hands. Nothing can pluck me out. So, with that, I'll be to peace, blessings, and much love. Thank you so much for being here with your host, Lisa Marie, here on Bride, Bubbly and Brunch. I certainly hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening. And I will be back later in the week to share more with you from November's offering as I continue to dig into the archives, the OC vault, and see what the Lord wants me to expound upon. And I'm so excited for the fresh revelation that he's given me for this offering. As I reminisce and I go into the vault and go over the message that he's given me and how he's anointed afresh and anew. So, peace, love, so much love. Take care. I love you. Love always. And don't be afraid to love. Don't be afraid to love and have the courage to love. And don't be influenced by the world or things of the world. And love is not for the faint of heart. Is not. So with that, I bid you peace. Take care. Love you, and I'll see you soon.